Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip: the 20-minute reverse Tabata cardio workout. So it has been a while since I have given you a prescriptive podcast, which means something you can absolutely follow, a workout from start to finish to help you achieve your results. And so here we go. This is going to be a 20-minute cardio workout that you can do with pretty much whatever type of cardio you want to. So whether you're running, a rower, an elliptical, a bike, you can do this workout. And 20 minutes is all you need when you design your workout like this. So different workouts give you different results, and you want to mix them up, as I say, frequently. You want your endurance workouts, you want your hill workouts, you want your interval workouts. So here is another one to add to your, as I like to call it, your exercise arsenal. Now, really quickly, Tabata, many of you know what it is. Many of you have heard of it, and some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. Don't want to get too deep into it, but Tabata did several podcasts on it. Really popular, based on a study where they had cyclists perform ridiculously hard intervals, right? 20-second work intervals on cycle ergometers on bikes with 10 seconds rest. They did that just 8 times. So that's 4 minutes of total workout time. And they had incredible results. But it was all out lung searing hard for those 20 seconds. Now you'll see this format utilized in hour-long classes. So not truly Tabata, but interval training in and of itself, awesome. Awesome. Okay. So what I'm calling this is the reverse Tabata. So why did I call it that? Well, I needed to call it something. And when you look at the work to rest ratio, right? That's what we're talking about when we have interval training and we are designing those workouts. So when you're talking 20 seconds work with 10 seconds rest, that is a 1 to 0.5 work to rest ratio. Not a lot of rest. Not a lot of rest at all, not even a one-to-one. It's not that you're working hard for 20 seconds and then you're resting for 20. No, it's half the rest of the work interval. So that's super hard, especially when you are really, really pushing yourself hard. And for those of you who have never done a 20-second interval hard, you'll be surprised. All right, so real quickly, this is the reverse Tabata because I am flipping that work to rest ratio. So you're still going to do 20 seconds all out effort as hard as you can go. I'm talking 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and you're going to get 40 seconds rest. All right. So twice as long as the work, you get to rest. Now, again, you're going to say, oh, that's too long. I don't need 40 seconds. I'm going to get more out of, you know, shortening that rest. You don't and shouldn't do that for this workout. All right. And you're going to do 12. All right. So here's the workout. You got 20 minutes, right? First 5 minutes, I want to warm up. Nice, easy, low intensity, 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10 intensity for 5 minutes. And then the fun starts. So you are going to do 12. So, you know, Tabata's 8 rounds, you're going to add 4. And because the rest is twice as long, this is going to come out to 12 minutes of total interval time. So after that 5 minute easy warm-up, I want all out. Now that can be resistance and or speed. If you're on a treadmill, you can add an incline, whatever you need to make it a 9 or 10 on whatever piece of cardio you're using, that's what you do. 20 seconds all out. Then you're going to recover super easy for 40 seconds. And you're going to repeat that 12 times. Now, simple math says there's 3 minutes left over, perfect amount of time for your cool down. All right. So yes, you can't say, oh, I only have 20 minutes for cardio. When you do it in a way and a manner like this, you are maximizing your time and you are maximizing your results. You're going to burn an insane number of calories in 20 minutes. And thanks to the EPOC effect that you've heard about, the afterburn from high intensity interval training, you are going to continue to burn calories after the workout is over as well. All right, one final time, 5 minute warm up, 20 seconds all out, 40 seconds recovery. You do that 12 times. And I want you to try to pace yourself. I want those first four to be hard, and the middle four a little harder, the final four even harder. It's hard to do. It's hard to do when you're doing 12. All right. But the more you do this, the more you add these type of workouts into your routine, the fitter you're going to get, the more calories you're going to burn. And again, the more you are going to maximize your time. There you have it. The fit tip of the 20-minute reverse Tabata cardio workout. Enjoy. And let me know how it goes. Tom H. Fit, Instagram and Twitter, Tom H. Fit. Reach out, questions, comments, right there. Direct message me, Tom H. Fit. Fitnessdisrupted.com is the website as well. You can email me through the site. Please subscribe to the podcast if you have not, rate it. And my most recent book is called The Micro Workout Plan. Thank you to all of you who have purchased it, and especially to those of you who have reviewed it on Amazon. If you have a couple seconds and have read the book, that's super helpful as I work on my next book. All right. So again, thank you for listening. A nice, fun, prescriptive workout. Try it. Let me know how it goes. All right. I am Tom Holland. Remember, there are three things we all control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.